today I was planning on going back, taking a break from Inyani Rosh Hashanah, and going back just at least 1 or 2 days just to go back to some other Inyanim, Perek Shira. I want to try to move up the pace a little bit and do maybe 2 things in one shot. So we're up to Perek Shira, the song of the Yamin and the song of the rivers. Let's go two items in Perek Shira. Last thing that we've done was the song of the Mayim, of water. Water sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Yamin, the seas, also sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the rivers. What's the difference between a Yam and a river? Well, obviously a river is something, something with the water flows from the melting of the snow. The truth is, the Gemara Masechet Nedarim Daf Nun Tes tells us that there's a machlokes Amarayim, what is the source of the water of a river? Strange type of machlokes, really it's a mitzvah. One opinion says all of the water of a river comes from the mountains, snow from the mountains. The other opinion says no, it's rain, and mostly rain and melted snow in the spring. Other opinion says no, part of the water of a river comes from a spring. It's partially spring water. And there's some, so it's both. There's truth, there's a combination of both. So I guess what the Gemara really means is what's the ecological life? You have a river, and the river is flowing with water. What is the main source of life of the river? Is it the spring water, or is it rainwater? That's a river. We'll come to that in a moment. But first, we discuss the yamim. We discuss the seas. Okay, there are 7 seas, and the seas sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the song? Mikoilois, Mayim, Rabim, Adirim, Mishbireyom, Adir, Bamarom, Hashem. The word, the most prominent word in this pasuk is the word Adir. From the Koilos. Now, the translation of this, a very hard pasuk to translate. We say this in davening so many times, but it's very hard to translate this pasuk. And the way the Mitzudos and Rashi translate is, means Mikoilos means more. More. The Mem stands for more. M is more, right? We're coming towards the end of the pasuk where we want to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exalted above and beyond the praise of the Mayim Rabim, Mikolos, more than the sound of the Mayim Rabim, Adirim, of the mighty waters, Mishbireyam, which the word Mishbireyam, Mishra literally means the chosek, the strength of the sea, more than the sound of the mighty strength of the sea, Adir Bamorom, more mighty than the greatness, more mighty than this is Hashem. Hashem is praised above and beyond the sound of the Mayim Rabim, which are extremely mighty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised, I don't really have a good Korean translation, I want to really work on it a little bit more, but based on the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more praised than the sound of the Mayim Rabim. And what is the deeper meaning of the Yamim, the song of the Yamim sing? So it's very interesting, the song really alludes to Kriyas Yamsuf. When did the Yam produce song? When the Yam split. And when the Yam split, who sang the song? Klal Yisrael. Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael Es Hashir Azos L'Hashem Leim Ashir L'Hashem Ki Go'o Go'o Go'o. The song of the Yam really is the song of Klal Yisrael singing to Hashem when the Yam split. That's the Koilois Mayim Rabim Adirim. The sounds of Klal Yisrael calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and singing Ki Go'o Go'o, that is the song of the Yam, because that's really what happened in the history of the world. That is the most significant thing that relates to the Yam, is the Yam actually split and allowed Klal Yisrael to go through. Okay, that's one idea that it just alludes. Yeah. Ali Be'er, that's a Be'er, right? That's a different type of one. Yam. Okay, now there's a very nice Medrash. The Medrash says, let me tell you the words of this Medrash. Yovoi Adir. Maybe Adir come, the Yifra la Adirim, and pay the Adirim, me Adirim, from the Adirim, bo Adirim. Okay, it's a riddle. A lot of riddles in the Chazal. Yovei Adir, the Yifra la Adirim, me Adirim, bo Adirim. The Medrash goes on to explain what this means. Who is the Adir? Hashem is the Adir. As says in the Pasuk, in this exact Pasuk, Adir Bamarom Hashem. Hashem is the Mighty One. The Yipora la Adirim, may He reward the Adirim. That refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called Adirim. Yisrael va'adiri kol cheftzibam. Yisrael, who are my mighty, all of my desires are in them. May He reward them from the Adirim. This refers to the Egyptians. Solu kalferes b'mayim adirim, bo adirim, in the adirim, that refers to this pasuk, mikoylos mayim rabim adirim. So we have here our Torah, we have how many adirim? We have 1, 2, 3, 4 adirim. Hashem is the adir. Hashem will reward Klal Yisrael, which are adirim, from the adirim of the Egyptians, bo adirim, and punish the Egyptians and save Klal Yisrael by having them sink into the sea, which is called the Adir, which is called the Tzolu B'mayim Adirim. Okay, that's just a little bit of a riddle, but the point I want to make about this riddle is the word Adir is translated in the Targum, the word Tokef, means might. What is the meaning of might? So they explain it to mean that one of the miracles in creation is that the Yamim do not flood the world. Go to the beach and you see the waves come crashing down. You have a massive, massive ocean, and it comes to the seashore and it crashes and stops right there. Al derech ha-teva, they say, there's really no reason why the Yam should come and just flood the entire world. Built into nature, into creation, is this concept, is this limitation. The Yam are instructed, they are not allowed to flood the entire world. In Ma'aseh Bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Es Haaretz, originally the entire surface of the earth was covered with water. That's what Chazal tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the third day of creation, gave a command, Yikavu Hamayim El Mokom Echad V'Seireh Hayabasha. All of the waters, the sea, shall be collected into one place, and the Seireh Hayabasha, and the dry land shall appear. That means it's the Yamim are doing things which are not natural. The natural habitat of the Yam, of the water, is to cover the entire earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a command, told the Yam, don't cover the entire earth. It should be Yekavu Hamayim El Makom Echad, the Seireh Hayabasha. Every single moment, every single day, the Yam have to overcome their nature and prevent themselves from going back to the way they existed before Ma'aseh Bereishis and flood the entire world. You know, Hurricane Sandy, we all saw what happened. When the Yam get a little too excited, you can come up, Chas Shom, can flood the whole world. This is all built into Ma'aseh Bereishis. This concept of restraint is captured in the word Adir. Adir means, what does it mean mighty? Mighty means the ultimate might is Zehu Gibor HaKoivesh Es Yitzchel. The ultimate might is self-control. Just like by a human being, there's a concept of a Koivesh Es Yitzchel, in the Yamin, there's another similar concept called Adirin. To be an Adir is to show your might through restraint. And this is the reason why there are waves and there are sand, and the waves come crash down. The crashing down of the waves on the seashore, that is an expression of restraint, of the ultimate gevura of holding back. And that's what the pasuk alludes to, mikolos mayim rabim adirim mishbereyam. Why is it called mishbereyam? Mishbereyam means it's powerful. What's the power? Mishbere also comes from shavar, to break. What does it mean to break? The waves break when they come to the seashore. There's restraint. So we have here one word which on one hand means to break, it means to come to an end. On the other hand, it's also used to translate greatness, which word captures both the combination of mishperei and greatness, adir. Adir means to show restraint. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. The Medrash is telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the ultimate adir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he holds himself back. Although many times we are deserving of punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds himself back. He will come, he will pay, he will reward Klal Yisrael that also learn to control their Yetzahara and punish the Egyptians who are also called adir in a different respect and punish them by casting them into the Yam, which has this midah of adir. So that's a little bit vague, but I just want to bring out that one point. Okay, let me just jump to another point very quickly. We'll finish up the rivers. Let's go to the pasuk of the rivers. Naharos himchahu chaf yachad harim yiraneinu. The rivers will clap their hands together with the mountains yiraneinu, and they will sing. It's a very, very strange pasuk. The song of the rivers. Then when Mashiach will come, they will clap their hands. What does that mean, clapping their hands? So Rashi and the Mitzudas explain on the Pasuk and tell him that it means it's a melitza. It's just an expression of extreme joy. When you're very happy about something, we all know you go to a simcha, you go to some type of event, and you give applause, you clap your hands, it means that you're very happy, you're very pleased, it's a sign of approval. So li'asilavo, the river will clap its hands. What exactly does this mean? So I was just thinking, al derech drush, we know that on Rosh Hashanah we go tashlich. Where do you go tashlich? You go to a body of water. The best place to go is to a river, a nahar. Why? Because in ancient times when they anointed kings by rivers. Why a river? Chazal tell us there's a difference between a nahar and a nachal. Both of them mean in English the same thing, a river. But Chazal explained the difference. A nachal dries up. A nachal is seasonal. A nachal is like a small river, and when there's not enough snow, when all the snow melts, so this part of this section dries up. And nohar einoi poisek la'olam, a river never comes to an end. When in ancient times, when they would anoint kings, they brought the king down to a river, and they said, just like the river is einoi, it flows, the waters flow, does not end. So too, we give you a bracha that your malchus should go on forever. Your malchus should go down to you, to your children, should extend like a river. It's a very beautiful bracha. And if on Rosh Hashanah, we have tashlich, we go to the river, and we say, just like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same thing, we anoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mamlech, karni the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech, by the river. And just like the river flows forever, Hashem's malchus is li'olam voet. Now, what do we say in right before we blow shofar? Blowing shofar is also a form of crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. We recite the Mizmar, Lamatzeach Livnei Karach Mizmar. Kol Ha'amim Tiku Kof. What does that mean in English? All nations shall join, hold hands. Kaf means hand. Taku means to thrust one hand into the other. We make a drasha, Tiku Kof, Lashon of Tekiah, blowing the shofar, but literally means all of the nations shall join together. And what are we saying? All the nations shall join together in recognizing V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol aretz b'yamahu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. All the nations of the world will join together in recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu is the melech of the entire world. And how do the nations do this? They hold hands. Right? It's not for nothing they have hands across America, different organizations. What does it mean to clap your hands? So similarly, of course, it means it's a melitza, but it also means the concept of coming together, of chibur, of uniting. And that's not what we see. When we come to anoint the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we come to crown him as king, we mention that all the nations are going to join together in this process of declaring a Kadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. And the way we describe them coming together, the Achdus, is by holding hands.
Does that mean, I've seen it in some Gentile ceremonies, the mamish make a ring and they hold hands.
They close their eyes, they meditate, and they bring down the spirits.
Yeah. Yeah. But is that
so there's something to it, obviously.
Is that what it means, or does it mean like...
It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. There's obviously something to it. If it says in the pasuk that you join hands, so the hand is your koyach, the left hand, the right hand is the powerful hand, the karev, the yasmin, the small, there's midas hadin, midas harachim, and there are many different examples. But on one level, the concept of a hand, of two hands, is a concept of chibur, of coming together. What is a river? A river is something which brings together man with its resources. Person, a river is a channel. River is something which in and of itself is nothing. It's a conduit. It's a mechaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down to this world Geshem. Where is the Geshem? High up on the mountains. Snow. Where is man? Man is living in the city. How will man be able to make use, be able to connect with the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The river. The river is a channel. It's a pipe. It's a conduit. It's something which is a mechaber. Be able to connect to other locations. It's a form of transport. A river represents a concept of being a transportation, bringing things from one location to another location. Therefore, that is why when we'll sing Shira, the way the Shira is described is with the hands, the coming together of the hands. Because the holding hands is also a form of chibur, of joining together. Okay, that's all I have to say. Have a good day.
Good. Thank you.
Hands across America.
I have to give out notes while we come up to work.
You know what happened last night? My preparation time was all taken up working on the Matseva, my mother's Matseva.